Thanks for tuning in, folks. This has been an Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. Have a great night. Take care of yourselves, folks.
WRCT, right here in the Pittsburgh.
Check, check, check.
Okay, you red bastard Zombo right here. That was the Roland Schmoans, and that was Each and Every Day of the Year. And my favorite Roland Schmoans tune, 2,000 Light Years from Home. Man, you had that great Mellotron solo in there and a bunch of electronicas. And that's I think that's the last time they ever tried to do psychedelic music was on his with his Satanic Masters request. So, yeah, so that, I love that cover. The Wiggle cover? Yeah, that Wiggle cover was nice, man. That had the cost of fortune. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, at the cost of fortune, and things costing fortunes. How you bums doing, all right? So today we're going to continue with songs about years. That's how we got today. How was it got there? Oh, yeah, we're going to still do the years all the rest of the day and probably carry in to next week. So it's all songs about years. Kind of just, and we're getting to the end of the line here, baby. But we're getting years. Then after that, we'd have got like decades, songs about decades, and songs about centuries, and millennia, and infinity. And then things going to get real crazy on the show. Yeah, opposed to all the normal stuff that usually happens on this place. Mm-hmm. Ooh-wee. Yes, sorry. So it's the time of the show. It's just starting out. And it's just like that blank piece of paper, you know? You don't know what you're going to, don't know what's going to happen. It's a blank slate. It's a blank slate. Will it be a masterpiece or a masterpiece or a Mr. Masterpiece? It's going to be master something, I'll tell you that. Yeah. I'm not going to plug anything or promote anything. You know, hey, what's he going to tell us about his dumb band or this stupid thing he's got going on there? No, I want to spare you the promotion of the things that you will never do. No. And here we go. The first 100 years. Man, do I love this tune. Jimmy Pipkins, like it really matters. I'm sure this dude is way dead. The first 100 years, Zombo in Your Brain, all songs about years, RCT.
They say the first 100 years are the hardest, and they tell me every dog has his day. And they say that if I don't leave this nightlife alone, they don't think I'm gonna make it away. Well, I've made a lot of enemies here lately, since hard times has hit me smack down.
myself in the face. Well, I'm in debt to everybody from Maine to California. I'm leaving my head in the rain. They say the first 100 years are the hardest, and they tell me every dog has his day. And they say that if I don't leave this night, I'm alone. They don't think I'm gonna make it this away. Well, my old hound has died of starvation. Him and me ain't all chickens in the pen. Well, I'm a getting kind of hungry, but I won't give up yet, cause I think I've still got one old set in hand. They say the first 100 years are the hardest, and they tell me every dog has his day. And they say that if I don't leave this night, I'm alone. They don't think I'm gonna make it this way. If you can sweat it out through this first 100 years, you'll be the tall hawk at the doors of your hometown. They say the first 100 years are the hardest, and they tell me every dog has his day. And they say that if I don't leave this night alone, they don't think I'm gonna make it this away. They don't think I'm gonna make it this away. No, they don't think I'm
away. I wake eyes filled with tears every morning for 15 years. Your pictures on the wall, these memories.
This man he sits with just no hope for parole. is what it gets.
Look ahead, don't look behind. I'm 5 years ahead.
morning time, girl. Step inside my mind. I'm 5 years ahead of my time. Look into my mind. Look ahead, don't look behind. I'm 5 years ahead of my time.
Choking on all of that, all of that noisy nonsense. As the coach whips with 1,000 years, we had pre-MDMA years by The Fall. We heard 5 years ahead of my time by The Cramps. We heard 15 years by The Levelers. Set started off with Slim Cessna's Auto Club with 15 years. All songs about years. And don't worry, yeah, years and now we get this noisy patch. You know, now we're going to smooth it out a bit, okay? Zombo in your brain, playing all songs about years. Yes, yes, doing that. And I was thinking, you know, it's nice not that today is the no promotion show. I always have lots of stuff going on. I always tell you guys about it. Nobody ever shows up, and that's fine. But it's been like this for 23 years on the radio. If I had people come in and say, hey, you know, I've got this CD release party. Can you come in? Okay, here you go. Nobody from the radio shows up. The best one was I had, I'm not going to mention the artist, because he probably doesn't even know what's happened. He brought his band in, and they did this real nice long segment plugging their CD release, the record release, whatever release they're doing, and they're playing live on the radio, and it's just and you know, they do this for 3 hours. Maybe the show was 5 hours at that time. They're hanging out with me. They're plugging their show. They're plugging their new record. They haven't had it. Of course, nobody shows up because I forgot to turn the station off of automation. So it was 5 hours of automation with these guys hanging out in the studio with me, promoting the record. And it had the same exact result. The same exact result. Well, nobody showed up and listened to the radio show. Well, nobody shows up and listens to the radio show. The radio listeners, you guys are a very elite group. I have to hand it to you. Very, very few of you. I know there's a couple, but very, very few of you. I ever go to anything outside of our little time on the radio, you know, and that's cool. But there's the people that do show up, they don't show up because, you know, they hear it on the radio. They know me. They know what's going on. They're in the know, and they just show up. But it is kind of nice when I listen to, like, Zombo's Deep Archive. I don't listen to it because it's on Thursday mornings at 4 o'clock in the morning till 7 in the morning. And I'm not going to get up to listen to my old radio show. It's a show from, like, 15 years ago. And I will hear, like, oh, yeah, my band's playing here, and I'm DJing here, and this is happening here, and this is all over there. And this is like, wow, man, that's kind of cool. You know, this, my little, it's always the look back, like in a scrapbook. I'm not a scrapbook person. There's so many people that do scrapbooks, and that's pretty weird, you know, to have those scrapbooks. Look at all those scraps. That's why I call a scrapbook, just scraps. Look at these scraps. I don't want to look at any scraps. I want the real meat of life, not the scraps. No scrapbook for this guy. Should tell you some things. All right, let me tell you. What do we got here? I'll tell you about a show. I'll tell you about Pinckney Hall, even though he's not going to be on the next 2 weekies. Tune in to Pinckney Hall. You'll hear tender little ditties that lighten the heart, sharpen the mind, and bolden the spirit. Fridays, 10 a.m. to 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on RCT. He rewrote this PSA. So it's actually 2024 is when he rewrote this. But this is the same PSA he's had since a long time. And one of my other favorite shows, the Deep Blues Hour. This is always a great listen. I'll be honest with you. There's some humdingers of shows on this station. There's a lot of scrap. But there's some real dillies, like Deep Blues Hour. What's better than an hour of classic traditional blues? That's two hours in one. That's why I join Steve every Sunday, 3 to 5, for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on RCT. And there's a new show after mine called Stormy Weather. And that's happening at 1 o'clock. So I'm here with you at 1 o'clock playing songs about years. Oh, yeah. You guys doing all right? I certainly hope so. You know, there are some people that are kind of all wigged out about this presidential debate that happened last night. And I'll be honest with you. Debates are pretty much, you know, entertainment blood sport. I don't think anybody in their right mind ever changes their mind from a debate unless something completely insane happens. Like, oh, the other guy pulled his wang out. Oh, man, I'm voting for that guy. I'm voting for the wang out man. Oh, yeah? I'm going to vote for the wang out man. All right, there you go. But that did not happen. Another thing, the guy maybe like pukes. I'd vote for the puking guy. Yeah, he just oh man, I'm so nervous I vomited on my own. Well, I'd vote for that guy. I see he's got guts, and they're all over his shirt. So yeah, but here's the thing. Yeah, people have already made up their mind. This basically this is just to sell newspapers and get people, you know, excited. And I'll be honest with you. Here is the thing. You got nice old man versus vindictive old man. I'm going to vote for nice old man. I like nice old man. Nice old man's a nice old man. I mean, the guy has done stuff that no other president has done, which I think is like all the stuff with student debt. What other president ever did anything like that? I mean, Obama didn't even do anything like that. The best he did was kind of give us half health care and made a big deal about that. You know, we should have got full health care, but that wasn't even on the table, you know. So I'm just saying, nice old man's the way to go. I don't know who in their right mind wants a mean, vindictive old man. And he even said, you know, he's like a revenge thing. But the funny thing is, there could be some real revenge going on here. Say, nice old man gets in there, okay? Nice old man gets in there, and he doesn't make it to the end of his term. He's, you know, they, oh, okay, the nice old man doesn't make 4 more years of president. What happens next? Well, then we have Kamala Harris. So, man, boom, there is a woman of color as president now. You talk about something that's going to drive those conservatives nuts, and you put a black lady in charge that don't take no sass either. So that's what I think they're really afraid of. That's what they're really afraid of. You know, I don't know why, but there's a whole section of this country that are afraid of women and afraid of people of color. You know, look what happened when Obama got into office. They went crazy. They went crazy. So that's what I'm kind of shooting for. I'm kind of shooting for like maybe the last 6 months of his presidency. He goes, oh, you know what? Yeah, you take over. And then we have, boom. President Harris has a nice sound to it. But I'll tell you what, man. I'm voting for nice old man. I got my money on nice old man. Just me. I wish I didn't care. It'd be so nice not to care. And there's a lot of people that don't. I don't have that in me. There's some people who go, oh, I don't care. It's Pepsi and Coke. It's the same thing. You know, sadly, you know, I don't know if you remember when people were making a big deal when Bush Cheney was in. Oh, my God, he's the Antichrist. This and that. Oh, they did it with Reagan. Oh, my God. And then it just seems like, wow, Bush, Cheney, he's just this cuddly old bear now. He's a cuddly old bear. And who knows if Cheney's even still alive, like RoboCop, you know. But everybody's like, oh, look at the, he's painting. He's painting pictures of his toes in the bathtub. He actually did that. Not Cheney, but Bush. And so now it's kind of, so the thing is, I mean, vindictive old man is a moron. I'll be blunt with you. Vindictive old man's a moron, but he's got the power of these idiots behind him. The problem is the next guy that comes along in that party is going to be vindictive, young, smart man. And that's going to be an issue because you put somebody that's smart with those nasty values. Woo, you got a real stinker coming down the pipe. You got the fascist express. I don't think this country's ever going to get to fascist, full fascism, just due to the fact that corporations own countries. It's not so much countries anymore. It's like the United States of Apple. And then there's the United States of, you know, Pepsi-Cola. All these very, very powerful corporations. Very powerful corporations, like the Rothschild Corporation. All these That's why, you know, the thing and all the battles and stuff, that's like a pissing contest. It's like one tribe versus another tribe. Nobody's trying to, you know, land acquisition isn't going to happen. They can do it all they want, but I'll tell you what, man, the world's going to take care of itself. And hopefully, you know, just my opinion, you know, things are going to always kind of be nasty. There's always going to be somebody fighting somebody over something. It's just bad human nature. But as far as like new countries being formed and wide expansion, you know, I don't really see that happening because corporations pull the strings. Again, I could be wrong. I'm wrong a lot of the times. I don't even care. Like I'm saying, it's just my opinion, and opinions are just like buttholes. Everybody's got one, and they all stink. Let's simmer things down a little. Let's simmer things down a little bit. This will be our year, the zombies. RCP, Zombo. Your non-conflicted, very simmery, even brain.
The warmth of your love's like the warmth from the sun. And this will be our year to a long time to come. Don't let go of my hand now, the darkness has gone. This will be our year, took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there, and we've only just begun. This will be our year, took a long time to come. Smile, smile for me, little one, and this will be our year. don't have to worry, all your worry days are gone. And this will be our year, took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there, and we've only just begun. This will be our year, took a long time. Took a long time to come. My, my, my.
I don't like long fade outs. Have the alternative version from an alternative universe, Elvis Costello doing This Year's Girl. Before that, Real Estate doing Wonder Years. We heard Roxy Music, Stronger Through the Years. And that pretty set began with the Zombies doing This Will Be Our Year. And it's all songs about years today. Yes, it is. Years, years, years. And I got some more coming up. Next week, more year, then we're going to muscle through all this. It's going to be fascinating to actually get to the end of this, because this whole series, once again, started off with songs about the Earth. And yeah, so if you haven't been following in the program, started with songs about the earth, then it went to like the sun, then the moon, and then all show about each of the individual planets. Then shows about stars and deep space. And then after I got through deep space, I got into time, songs about time. And then once I got into songs about time, it started being songs about seconds, then songs about minutes, songs about, you know, so and so and so and so and so, all time increments. And then after time is over, we're going to end with like an infinity thing. And then it's just, then I really plan on just kind of actually seeing what's out there and going one step beyond after all of this. So we'll see where we end up. But a couple more weeks of these. And it's a fun thing to do because it's a lot of cross-genre stuff. It's visiting a lot of stuff that, you know, don't normally play. And the nice thing is, I mean, do you really want to? This show is, I call edumacation irritainment. You learn something. You hear some songs you might never have heard before. Some you like, some you don't. But, you know, I refuse to do a show like, hey, it's all your favorite rockabilly songs. Hey, it's all groovy surf tiki stuff today. Hey, it's all songs that everybody knows everything. If you like a song, you're going to play it. That's the way radio's different now. Before, you could say, hey, can you play the Pipkins' Gimme That Ding? Because I don't have the record. I didn't get to the record store in 1968. I didn't get to the record store. Can you play it? Because I don't have that record. And then you try and tape it off the radio because you didn't want to buy it. Because you couldn't get downtown to buy a record. Because you bus fare. By the time you get bus fare and you go downtown and you go to the record store and you find it and you buy the record and you come back home, when all you can easily do is just call the radio station and say, I got a request. Can you play that song? Chances are they won't and they didn't. But it's one of these things where now, say, wow, I really would like to hear the Pipkins' Gimme That Ding. Well, you know, you go to YouTube, Pipkins' Gimme That Ding, and it'll not only give you that song, it'll give you like a little video and the whole history of that song, and then the history of the guys that wrote that song. So you're completely, completely satiated with your need to want to hear that particular song. It's not like asking the radio DJ to play it because you don't have it. You have every song in the universe at your fingertips. Everyone. So why would I want to play songs you could easily find? You know, that's the whole genesis of this show. That's right. That's the original genesis of Peter Gabriel. That one. The original genesis with Anthony Phillips. How about that? How about that one, Mr. Wikipedia? That's right. Or John Mayo on the drums. How's that grab you? Before Phil Collins. How's that? Boy, I memorized all the wrong stuff in life. I memorized record liner notes. I should have been, you know, memorizing the great works of literature. I should have been doing that. I should have been the great poems, all the great sonnets. Instead, I'm looking at, hey, well, you know, Hypnosis did this album cover. I'll be darned. That kind of thing. Pointless knowledge. But in the end, everything's pretty pointless. That's the beauty of what's going on. Life is just varying degrees of pointlessness. All right. So, let's get into more year stuff. Last year's man, Mr. Leonard Cohen, Zombo in Your Brain, RCT.
The rain falls down on last year's man. That's a Jew's harp on the table. That's a crayon in his hand. And the corners of the blueprint are ruined since they rolled. Far past the stems of thumbtacks that still throw shadows on the wood. And the skylight is like skin for a drum I'll never mend. And all the rain falls down, amen, on the works of last year's man. I I met a lady, she was playing with her soldiers in the dark. Oh, one by one, she had to tell them that her name was Joan of Arc. I was in that army. Yes, I stayed a little while. I want to thank you, Joan of Arc, for treating me so well. And though I wear a uniform, I was not born to fight. All these wounds, boys, you lie beside. Good night, my friends, good night. I came upon a wedding that old families had contrived. Bethlehem, the bridegroom, Babylon, the bride. Great Babylon was naked. Oh, she stood there trembling for me. And Bethlehem inflamed us both like the shy one at some orgy. And when we fell together, all our flesh was like a veil that I had to draw aside to see the serpent eat its tail. Some women wait for Jesus, and some women wait for Cain. So I hang upon my altar and I hoist my axe again. And I take the one who finds me back to where it all began, when Jesus was the honeymoon and Cain was just the man. And we read from pleasant Bibles that are bound in blood and skin, but the will